From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says that he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader Charles Puigdemont has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked the sitting of that parliament. Hurricane Nate has made landfall at the mouth of the Mississippi River as a Category 1 storm with winds of 74 kilometers per hour. The National Hurricane Center said Saturday evening that Nate is expected to make a second landfall along the coast of Mississippi on Saturday night and then pass over parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. The storm has weakened slightly and is moving north a little slower at 32 kph. Evacuations have been ordered along the central Gulf Coast and people are hunkering down as they wait on the storm. London police have ruled out terrorism as the motive behind a car incident Saturday that injured a number of pedestrians near the city's Natural History Museum. Police said earlier they were keeping an open mind about the incident after initially saying the accident was not being treated as an act of terrorism. A man was detained after British media reported the car had veered onto pavement outside the museum, a popular tourist attraction in the South Kensington area of West London. He has not been charged. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Turkey said that it had and the Syrian rebel groups it backs are starting a military operation in Syria's Idlib. Marissa Melton has the details.
It's where a jihadist alliance is blocking efforts to impose a truce between insurgents and the Syrian government. Idlib and surrounding areas of northwest Syria are among the largest bastions for rebel groups fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but have increasingly fallen under the sway of jihadist insurgent factions. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said the operation, part of a de-escalation deal agreed between Turkey, Iran, and Russia, will involve Syrian rebel groups crossing into Idlib, supported by Turkish soldiers from inside Turkey's borders. Russia is backing the operation from the air. Much of Idlib is controlled by the jihadist Tahrir al-Sham alliance, spearheaded by a former al-Qaeda affiliate that changed its name last year from the Nusra Front. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Bangladesh's prime minister said her government would continue to support nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslims who have fled neighboring Myanmar. Maya Bush has the details.
Sheikh Hasina said the government was pursuing a plan to build temporary shelters for the Rohingya on an island with the help of international aid agencies, whom she praised for their support. She made the statement at Dhaka Airport on her return from New York after attending the UN General Assembly session.
The United Nations has described the violence in Myanmar as ethnic cleansing. U.S. Vice President Michael Pence visited Las Vegas Saturday to express solidarity with the residents and visitors shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting during a country music concert that left 58 people dead.
In America, we mourn with those who mourn. We grieve with those who grieve. And I stand before you today on behalf of my family and every family in America to say we are with you. Today, we are all Vegas strong.
Investigators have found that Stephen Paddock was planning his attack meticulously, choosing carefully his hotel room and modifying dozens of guns to enable them to fire rapidly. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday said only one thing will work in dealing with North Korea after previous administrations had talked to Pyongyang without results. When asked, Mr. Trump did not make clear what he was referring to.
Nothing to clarify. Well, you'll figure that out pretty soon.
Mr. Trump has previously said that the United States would totally destroy North Korea if necessary. Point your web browser to voanews.com for more stories as well as in-depth coverage. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.